Roland dragged the girl onto the boat. The Bogles kept clear of that, at least, but as the ferryman pushed away from the shore, Big Yan kicked Roland on the boot and pointed upward. Scribbles of orange light, hundreds of them, were moving across the roof of the cavern. There were more of them on the opposite shore. "How's the plan going, Mr. Hero?" asked Rob Anybody quietly as he climbed down from the boy's helmet.
"I'm waiting for the opportune moment," said Roland haughtily.
He turned to look at the knot Tiffany.
"I'm here to get you out," he said,
trying not to look directly at her eyes.
"You?"
said the knot Tiffany, as if the idea were amusing.
"Well, us," Roland corrected himself. "Everything is..."
There was a bump as the boat grounded on the farther shore, where the Bogles were as thick as standing corn.
"Off you go, then," said Big Yan.
Roland pulled the knot Tiffany along the path for a few steps and stopped. When he blinked, the path ahead was a writhing orange mass. He could feel the little pulls on him, no stronger than a breeze. But they were in his brain, too, cold and nibbling. This was stupid. It couldn't work. He wouldn't be able to do it. He wasn't any good at this sort of thing. He was wayward and inconsiderate and disobedient, just like his aunts said. Behind him, Daft Woolly shouted in his cheerful way,
"Make your aunties proud of you."
Roland half turned, suddenly angry.
"My aunts? Let me tell you about my aunts." "No time, laddie," shouted Rob Anybody. "Get on wi' it."
Roland looked around, his mind on fire.
"Our memories are real," he thought, "and I will not stand for this."
He turned to the knot Tiffany and said, "Don't be afraid." Then he held out his left hand and whispered under his breath,
"I remember a sword."
When he shut his eyes, there it was, so light he could barely feel it, so thin he could hardly see it, a line in the air that was made up mostly of sharpness. He'd killed 1,000 enemies with it, in the mirror. It was never too heavy. It moved like part of him, and here it was, a weapon that chopped away everything that clung and lied and stole.
"Maybe you can make a hero all in one go,"
said Rob Anybody thoughtfully, as Bogles scribbled themselves into existence and died. He turned to Daft Woolly.
"Daft Woolly," he said, "can you bring to mind when it was I told you that sometimes you say exactly the right thing?"
Daft Woolly looked baffled.
"Now that you mention it, Rob, I dinna recall you ever saying that, ever."
"Aye," said Rob. "Weel, if I had done, just now would have been one of those times."
Daft Woolly looked worried.
"That's all right, though, aye. I said something right." "Aye, you did, Daft Woolly. A first. I'm proud of you," said Rob.
Daft Woolly's face split in an enormous grin.
"Crivens, hey, lads, I said, but dinna get carried away," Rob added.
As Roland swung the airy blade, the Bogles parted like spiderwebs. There were more, always more, but the silver line always found them, cutting him free. They backed away, tried new shapes, recoiled from the heat of the anger in his head. The sword hummed. Bogles curled around the blade and squealed and sizzled into nothingness on the floor. And someone was banging on his helmet. They'd been doing so for quite a while.
"Huh?"
he said, opening his eyes.
"You've run out,"
said Rob Anybody. His chest heaving, Roland looked around. Eyes open or shut, the caves were empty of orange streaks. The knot Tiffany was watching him with a strange smile on her face.
"Either we get out now," said Rob, "or you can hang around and wait for some more, maybe." "And here they come," said Billy Big Chin.
He pointed across the river. A pure mass of orange was pouring into the cave, so many Bogles that there was no space between them. Roland hesitated, still fighting for breath.
"I'll tell you what," said Rob Anybody soothingly. "If you're a good boy and rescue the lady, we'll bring you down here another time with some sandwiches so's we can make a day of it."
Roland blinked.
Yes, he said. Sorry. I don't know what happened just then."
"Off ski time,"
yelled Big Yan. Roland grabbed the hand of the knot Tiffany.
"And don't look back until we're well out of here," said Rob Anybody. "It's kind of traditional."